proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program taken from the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. We come to the third verse of that chapter, where the prophet wrote that, quote, "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not." Unquote. This phrase described how others would react to beholding God's servant. The words despised and rejected portrayed the unwillingness of others to endorse God's servant. This circumstance did not always apply to the Jewish nation. For instance, during the millennium, Gentiles will actively seek out Jewish people to provide spiritual enlightenment. As the prophet Zechariah put it in the 8th chapter of his book, quote, "Ten men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, We will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you." Unquote. Some observers might argue that since Jesus Christ originally enjoyed a wave of popularity during the initial stages of his earthly ministry, he was not despised and rejected, and thus could not have fulfilled the role of God's servant in Isaiah 53. However, Jesus Christ was not always popular. Consider what happened to him during the hour of his arrest in the Garden of Gethsemane. Even his own followers forsook him and fled, except for John and Peter, who followed him afar off. Going back to Isaiah 53, that prophet described God's servant as, quote, "a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief," unquote. Some commentators have applied this to the Jewish nation. The Jews certainly have experienced their share of misery. During their time in bondage in Egypt, as recorded in the 3rd chapter of Exodus, the Jews cried out unto God for the bitterness of their servitude. Then, as Jeremiah recorded in the Book of Lamentations, the Jewish people suffered greatly when the Babylonian armies conquered and occupied the city of Jerusalem. Yet, the noun man in the phrase man of sorrows would imply that Isaiah referred to a specific individual and not to a group of people. A man of sorrow certainly applied to Jesus Christ. How did he experience sorrow? As the author of Hebrews noted, during the course of his earthly ministry, he endured the contradiction of sinners against himself. His opponents declared that he worked in conjunction with the prince of devils, an assertion that grieved him. His enemies even hinted at the illegitimacy of his birth in John chapter 8, when they stated, quote, "We be not born of fornication," unquote. Jesus Christ knew grief as well. He understood ahead of time that the majority of those who he followed him did not fully grasp the necessity for him to go to the cross. He knew beforehand that one of his closest disciples, Judas Iscariot, would betray him to his enemies. How did others react to the Lord? His enemies tried to entangle him in his talk. His closest adherents seemed to have abandoned the possibility that he would rise from the dead, instead choosing to closet themselves in an upper room and bar the doors. Even after his death and resurrection, his followers misunderstood his mission. Two of them, on the road to Emmaus, refused to even acknowledge the veracity of reports about the Savior's resurrection. Thus, even those closest to him did not fully esteem Jesus Christ as being God incarnate. That circumstance would not happen until they received the Holy Spirit of God at Pentecost. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.